This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Everybody, and welcome to this another episode here at the Cinema Recall Podcast over at thatmomentin.com. I'm your host, Laverne. This is the show where I review a horror feature and give you my thoughts on it. And I try to look at a feature that is either popular or one that is unknown. This is a movie that I've been hearing a lot on the DRP podcast, as well as Talking Stars podcast. This is a movie that has been recommended by host Damian Riley of those shows, and this is a movie that he really loves, and I've been hearing talks about it, but I never saw it. I knew it was directed by Kevin Smith, and I've seen the second feature of this so-called Canada trilogy with Yoga Hosers, but I've never actually watched Tusk. And I remember seeing trailers for this, though, and I thought, this looks too ridiculous. How is he going to pull this off? So I'm going to get into my thoughts about the movie Tusk, but before I do that, let's take a small break. I'll play some ads from some of the great podcast shows, and then I'll be back with my review, okay? Stay tuned.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Two Girls on a Bench,
the podcast. So we're two writers who tend to procrastinate just a bit.
We like to snack. We like to talk.
We don't have time to write, but we have time to do this podcast.
We certainly do. Join us on the bench.
Listen in.
At number two, Girls on a Bench.
Rising from the depths of a state called Michigan, two inebriated dorks prepare their plan for intergalactic domination, mixing their extensive knowledge of geek culture with their insatiable thirst for alcohol. These two man-children bring you a show like you've never heard before. They will tell you tales from faraway lands and have you questioning their taste in beer. But make no mistake, friend, for the best coverage of your favorite comics, films, and TV shows, there's no better source for you to get your fix. So listen up, strap in, and prepare yourself as Jake and Tom conquer the world.
Welcome to this podcast. I'm Kevin Smith.
I'm Scott Mosier.
This is a Valentine to my fan base. This came from Gumtree.com.
Gumtree.
It's kind of like a Craigslist.
Okay, so this is the actual advertisement.
Hello, I am looking for a lodger in my house.
I'm an old man who has enjoyed a long and storied life at sea. I know I do not wish to spend my remaining years alone when I have such stories to share.
A walrus saved your life?
I'll tell you, where we're going, this is like something out of a horror film.
What you do is you your eyes open, the camera is his POV, and he's like struggling.
Then he starts that creepy laughing where he's just like, ah! And that's when things get horrible, dude.
This guy wants to turn me into an
animal. As you reveal to the audience what he looks like. Let's take bets. Does it end well?
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. All right, so Tusk stars Justin Long as Wallace Brayton. He's a podcaster who, along with his friend Teddy, played by Haley Joel Osment, they host a show called The Not Sea Party. Get it? because it's a play on the word Nazi. The Holocaust was hilarious, so why shouldn't these Aryan guys host a show that exploit that word, right? Wallace is on his way to Canada to record an interview with a kid who cut his leg off while making a YouTube video. That video made me kind of confused, and I'll explain why later. When Wallace gets there, he finds out that the kid who made the video took his own life. Now, without an episode for the week, they are stuck. That is until he finds a Nae's handwritten letter in the men's room, because, I mean, where else are you going to leave a Nae's handwritten letter if not the men's room at some dive bar in Canada? The letter is from a guy named Howard Howie, played by Michael Parks. He's old, disabled, and upset that he has no one to share his great stories with. The letter intrigues our hero, so much that he decides to drive all the way out to this big estate to meet with him. While there, Wallace is drugged, and it's where we find out that Howard wants to turn him into a walrus. Now, ever since Kevin Smith made Red State, I got excited at the thought of him doing another horror picture. In fact, when I think about it though, I don't know why Smith doesn't team up with Rob Zombie to help out with his movies. I mean, Rob Zombie is really great with the visuals and the tone of his films, but he's really bad at characters and dialogue, while Smith is the exact opposite. This would have been a match made in heaven, and they would have been an awesome team working on this movie. There's still a lot to appreciate about Tusk, but not all. First of all, the action between Michael Parks and Justin Long are very good. Wallace is the type of guy who sees himself as being charming and funny, when in reality, he's kind of an asshole. I mean, he means well with the jokes and all, but there are some moments when he's at the estate where I'm thinking, yeah, this guy kind of deserved what he's going to get. Now, Howard is indeed a very mentally unstable character, but Parks' portrayal of him is really good. When we first meet him, he is a very kind and respectful individual, but as the story progresses, the layers of his sanity, they start to peel, and he becomes more and more unhinged. The two actors work really well together, and despite how ridiculous the plot is, I was still fully invested in the story. Now, the moment when the movie lost me was when we are introduced to the character of Guy Lapointe, played by Johnny Depp in an uncredited role. It isn't so much the character I have issues with, but mainly on where in the story he is first shown that I do. There are going to be some spoilers here that I have to give away to explain what I mean, so apologize in advance about that. Okay, so after Wallace finds his phone and leaves a message to his girlfriend about where he is like transformed right away into the walrus. Even though it shows Teddy and Allie, played by Genesis Rodriguez, in search of where he is, Howard is now showing Wallace, who is now named Mr. Tusk, how to swim and eat food in his new walrus form while his friends are searching for him. When Guy Lapointe shows up, he tells about the time when he actually did meet Howard during an investigation and just thought he was nothing more than a mentally handicapped local. It would have been way better if it just concentrated on them looking for their friend. We, the audience, would have had the suspense of will they or won't they make it in time before he is fully transformed. I like it when a movie messes with my expectations. Even though we all know what the outcome is going to be, it is kind of fun to like have that like tension, suspense, like will they or won't they make it. It makes that exciting, and they didn't do it for this one. Now, Tusk was based off an idea from a podcast that both Kevin Smith and producer Scott Moisture hosted, where they brainstormed this idea. When asked if they should do a movie about this, his fan base of course said yes, and then they got funding together and shot the whole thing in less than 15 days. Like I said before, if this concentrated mainly on the relationship between Wallace and Howard, and kept the tension building if his friends would rescue him or not, this would have been a really good movie. The makeup effects by Robert Kurtzman are indeed good, but I thought the reveal of the creature happens just a bit too soon for me. Not to mention the effect of the kid who got his leg cut off earlier in that YouTube video I mentioned. I really thought it was a fake video the kid made to look like his leg got cut off, because this computer effects are just so obvious that it's a computer effect leg. It looks like something that he could have made on his phone himself right there. I liked how Tusk ended, because it had a very kind of like sort of Black Mirror, Twilight Zone vibe about it. But the whole section with the guy Lapointe needed to be cut down. Too much comedy going on in there. And that's another problem I have with the movie too, is that it wasn't the tone wasn't right. Because Kevin Smith likes to always put in jokes, and I think the joking part is fine in the beginning of the movie, but once you actually got Wallace into the house with Howard, it should have just stayed as being a horror movie. Alright? However, the character of Guy Lapointe, I liked him and the two clerks that Wallace visits earlier before he leaves, I like them way more in his follow-up Yokehosers. Yeah, so I think I'm going to have to give Tusk, despite the efforts here, I think it's a good effort, I'm going to give it about 2.5 stars. Yeah, I liked it. I think the effects are fine, but I don't know if it's something I'd watch again. All right, so anyways, that's my thoughts about Tusk, the new feature from Kevin Smith. Let me know what you think about the movie in the comments. I did post a written review on the site, thatmomentin.com, so if you want to go ahead and read that, you sure can. That is it for right now. As always, we are on Twitter at @cinema_recall. Find us on Facebook. Just type in Cinema Recall. If you have any suggestions, please flood our email box. We are cinemarecall@gmail.com. And I haven't been looking at that recently, but I will. All right, I promise you. But anyways, that's it for now. I hope you all have a great night and everything. And we will talk to you soon. Goodbye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.